Owens attended his last formal House session on December 11th and expects his official congressional career representing the 21st District to end in January.
The Senate passed the long-term omnibus, which, absent some other development, I suspect my term will end uneventfully on January the 2nd.
Do you regret your decision to leave Congress at all?
I don't. This is a situation in which I never intended really for it to be a long-term career. I think it's very important that people go in and out of government. Having said that, there is a necessity to have some long-term players there so that you do, in fact, have some institutional memory and some long-term folks in Congress. So I'm not someone who says this is a must for everyone. I think that there needs to be, as I said, some folks who have institutional memory and need to be there. But I think for the bulk of members of Congress, shorter terms would be appropriate. I also think that you bring experience, which I think is very important, and that you apply that experience to your time in Congress. And then for many, at least for me, it was time to go on to other experiences.
With so many people calling for term limits, though, how do you combine what you say would be appropriate with the people that could eventually become those basic elders of Congress?
Well, I think it's almost impossible if you put term limits in, to be honest. I think it's much more critical to focus on creating purple districts than it is on term limits. If you created purple districts, it would force people to the middle, but it would also likely result in people serving a period of time, whether that's 10 years or 20 years, but by the nature of demographics, they would eventually be forced out. And I think that that's the perfect way to do it, to leave it up to the electorate. But the only way you do that is by having purple districts like the one we have.
Now, you've been in Congress for less than a decade, about 6 years.
Shy of 6 years.
Yeah, it was a special election, so it's not the even-numbered amount that many congressional elected representatives get. What do you feel are the key pieces of legislation that you sponsored and co-sponsored that will have a lasting effect on the district?
Well, I'd start with the three pieces of legislation that we were successful including in the 2014 Farm Bill. Those affected apple exports. It affected how the Farm Service Agency issues credit to farmers. And then a maple bill that helps with the export of maple products. Those, I think, are really of critical long-term importance. Another bill that we were successful in getting enacted into law was the Northern Border Counter-Narcotics Strategy Act, which, again, I think is very helpful. And in particular, we have, in our area, a significant amount of drug traffic actually moving both ways. People frequently focus on the southerly flow, but it actually goes both ways. And so this allowed American and Canadian law enforcement to act together in attempts to block this traffic. And the fifth piece of legislation, which I got enacted, was something that took away a requirement for car dealers to provide information, which even the agency that regulated this said no one actually ever asked for. So that's a lesser impact, but those five pieces of legislation during 5 years in Congress are actually fairly significant in this sense. If you look, not many members of Congress get five pieces of legislation enacted into law in 5 years in Congress. Many get bills passed in their own house, but do not get to the president's desk. So from my perspective, it demonstrated my ability to work within the system and to be effective.
Is it difficult to come up with pieces of legislation and to get them passed into law when you have such a huge district that in some ways has some disparities to it? You have Fort Drum, but you do have the veterans of concern throughout the district. You have the St. Lawrence River on one side, but you have Lake Champlain on the other. So there are some similarities, but there are some disparities across the region.
And Lake Ontario on the far west. Clearly, it's a diverse district with, if you will, distinct issues that communities face, but many that overlap. And so what we tried to do is focus on those that would overlap. And I think the five pieces of legislation that I talked about all overlap the entire district.
In the second portion of our conversation, retiring Congressman Bill Owens will discuss what it's been like to work in the House of Representatives. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.